Good times and great music at 2NUR FM 103.7. Well, the gang at Info Choice, we call upon them from time to time to take us through some of the things in and around the world of finance. It's something a little bit different for investing and loans and things. It's known as a peer-to-peer personal loan, something very different. And their editor, Harrison Ashbury, is joining us to take a look at that. Mate, you've delved into the world of finance yourself. You've made a move from sunny Queensland down to Melbourne. Why on earth would you do that?
Well, you know, I can't lie. Some of it, Mark, is due to finance. You know, properties are apparently cheaper down here. But at the same time, you know, the Victorian government's in debt, so there's no free lunch. You know, you got to pay $20 to even make a Vic Roads appointment to change your license over. So, things and roundabouts on that one.
Fair enough. Well, mate, because you realise the spot in the middle here in Newcastle, that's where all the serious people are. That's where the action is. So you kind of flew over us and missed out. But never mind. Peer-to-peer personal loans. Harrison, what are they? And then we'll get into what you may use them for.
Yeah, look, there's a host of lenders out there that are technically called peer-to-peer lenders. Now, that's not really getting money from your mate to buy a pint at the pub, but...
for the lender, that's not a loan, that's a gift. If you're giving money to your mates, you just have to accept, how much am I prepared to never see again because it's gone?
That's right. That's good advice. But these lenders, essentially, they're not actually lending money per se. They exist as a platform between a host of investors. Now, that can be an individual in rare circumstances, or, you know, other banks and other lenders, or institutional investors from hedge funds and things like that. And then the platform sits in the middle and takes a clip off the top, of course. And then that money is then dished out to the borrowers. If you need it for a car or a holiday or a wedding or home renos or whatever it is. It acts and feels like a regular loan, but there's a host of investors on the other side of that.
So why would we, or what sort of circumstances would we be likely to choose such a style of personal loan other than your traditional loan from a traditional lender for basically the same type of purpose?
Yeah, that's a good question. So these lenders or platforms could offer more competitive interest rates, especially if you have a high credit score, because they just exist in the middle, and there's no sort of, it's a pretty low overhead kind of business. There's no branches, there's no, you know, likely not as comprehensive support. But look, as a borrower, you need to treat them like a regular lender. You know, you still need to have a good credit history. You need to front up with your pay slips and any debts and other, you know, things you might want to let them know about, and then you get the money in your account. So they still look and feel as though they're a regular lender.
So from their point of view, they're really just potentially going for the better end. From a creditor's point of view, another option at the better end, like the folks that have got the better credit rating, the more likely to not default on loans and get their little percentage off the top.
Yeah, that's right. So I think most lenders nowadays...
Oh, I'm just too cynical.
Yeah. Well, from years of working in the banking industry, Mark, you'd know, and some cynicism might creep in from time to time, but yeah, you're quite right. They're chasing better borrowers, although you can still get a loan if you don't have maybe the best credit history, but you just have to pay a high interest rate. And that's mostly because they offer unsecured loans, so you don't need to maybe offer your car or jewelry or term deposit or your house up as some collateral. It's unsecured, so they're really relying on you, the borrower, to have a good credit rating and to know that they're going to get that money back plus interest over time.
From a market perspective, the fact that they, in essence, are an additional player, does the cry of more competition means better outcome for customers ring true here or not so much?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, more is always better in the lending space. It keeps the big banks honest if there's more competition, especially in this unsecured space. I mean, the big banks have kind of shied away from this area, and it's up to these sort of non-bank lenders, these peer-to-peer platforms to front up. Otherwise, you know, people are always going to need a loan for something, right? And it's better than going to a loan shark and these or our payday lenders. And these lenders kind of sit in the middle, offering, you know, amounts of anywhere from $5,000 to $70,000 to fund anything from, you know, cars and home renovations and weddings and things like that, which are pretty costly. And then as well as that, they're also an investment vehicle for certain types of investors who want something else to invest in other than, you know, shares or property.
And perhaps for interstate removalists, for those who have moved to the wrong state south of us. But that's another story. Harrison, as always, a pleasure, mate. I'll leave you to unpack and enjoy your new climate. You've gone from sunny southeast Queensland down to Melbourne, so you've probably had about 15 weather changes since we've started speaking.
Exactly right. It's time to bust out the old puffer jacket, Mark.
Good stuff, mate. All right, in February as well. Mate, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you next time around.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be here.
Gee, imagine that. $20 just to make an appointment to get your license changed over. Wow. Talk about skimming on the top. Anyway.